Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Upside Down Story. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But here at the Upside Down Story, we turn everything flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy. You aren't going to know who is telling you this story until the very end. Unless you guess sooner, that is. Today, you're going to hear a wonderful tale with lots of little hints, and your job is to guess who I am by the end of the story. A mystery narrator? What could be more fun? At the beginning of every Upside Down Story episode, you will get one hint to start with. Today's hint is that the storyteller is an animal. That means you're going to be guessing what type of a creature I am. Am I a sloth, a worm, or perhaps a tiger? Let's start today's story and see how quickly you can guess who the Upside Down storyteller is.
Autumn, the season of falling leaves and crisp air, I adore it. I'm not basking in the sun like some, though. Instead, I'm a creature of the shadows. I'm an artist, a gymnast, and a hunter, all rolled into one. But I'll tell you what I'm definitely not. I'm not an insect. People think that I am, but actually I'm an arachnid, a class that also includes creatures like scorpions, mites, and ticks. There are around 50,000 different types of me in the world, and despite coming in all different sizes, we share the fact that our bodies have two parts. My eyes, fangs, palps, and legs are all found on the anterior, or front, part of my body, and my spinnerets are on my posterior, or back end, part of my body. The visual effect of this is that no matter what species of me you're looking at, you'll notice that I appear to have a waist. But I don't think you'll be wanting to dress me up like a doll with belts and whatnot. You see, I'm not exactly what you'd call cuddly. But I'm also not as scary as some people seem to think that I am. People who are scared of me suffer from something called arachnophobia. Arachnophobia is one of the top 10 most common phobias amongst people, and I just don't get it. Sure, most of us are venomous because we depend on venom to subdue our prey, but very few of us are venomous enough to take down a human.
Phew-wee!
I'm actually quite shy. I prefer to stay out of sight, tending to my spinning, and waiting for dinner to come to me. And no, I'm not waiting for Deliveroo to drop off a salad for my supper. I'm a carnivore, which means I only eat meat. But again, you don't have to worry about it. I mostly snack on insects that you'd rather not have around your house anyway. That's why I just cannot understand those of you who swipe at my creations with brooms and try to drive me out of your homes. We're on the same team, people! Oh, but here we go, you're at it again. Oh, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. You're attacking me with a broom, and knowing you, you'll then put fake versions of me all over your house to decorate for Halloween. Utter madness! Ah! I need to crawl away before I get smooshed, and my blue blood-containing copper spatters everywhere. So it's go time. It may be go time for the mystery narrator, but for all of you listening, it's time to take a 30-second break from the story so that you can think about the clues you've heard so far. Write down your thoughts if it helps you.
The narrator is an arachnid. Many people are frightened of it, despite the fact that very few members of its species are harmful to humans. And it's associated with Halloween. Your 30 seconds to think start now. Phew, that was a close one. I'll never understand why so many of you think I'm creepy. Preposterous. Did you know that in many cultures, I'm actually considered a symbol of good luck and prosperity? And in ancient mythology, I've been portrayed as a clever trickster. In literature, you've probably read or heard of a book in which my name is Charlotte. And if you're a film or TV fan, then maybe Aragog in Harry Potter or Barb in Adventure Time ring a bell? Let's just say I've made my mark in tons of stories, and I am a fixture in popular culture. The largest type of me is called the Goliath Bird Eater, and the smallest type of me is called the Patu Dingwa. Versions of me can be found in almost every habitat on Earth, except for the polar regions, the highest mountains, and the oceans. What can I say? I get around with these 8 glorious nimble legs, which I use to dance across my silken threads. Not all spiders spin, but half of us do, and these threads of mine are not just beautiful, they're incredibly strong. In fact, some of my species have silk that's been used to make fishing nets and even bandages for wounds. Ah, I see someone approaching my web. But thank goodness it's not you again, you terrifying, house-cleaning, broom-wielding human. No. This time, it's dinner. Off I go, springing into action. Okay, upside-down story sleuths, now it's time to solve the mystery. Who was today's storyteller? You have 30 seconds to make your final guesses. Today's storyteller was a spider. I hope you enjoyed today's upside-down story. I sure had fun turning everything flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy with you today. Put on your thinking cap, grab some paper and a pencil to write down clues, and join us for the next episode of the upside-down story.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.